VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Syrian rebel commander Abu Mohammed al-Ghalani pledged Tuesday to release the names of senior officials from ousted President Bashar al-Assad's government who were, quote, involved in torturing the Syrian people. Ghalani said in a statement that rewards will be offered to those who provide information about anyone involved in what he called war crimes. The pledge came amid questions about Syria's future governance following Assad's departure. Syrian rebels said al-Ghalani met with outgoing Prime Minister Mohammed Ghazi Jalali for the first time Monday to coordinate a transfer of power. The fall of Damascus has raised concerns about what's next for U.S. troops based in the war-torn country who have been working with allies to keep Islamic State from resurging. VOA's Carla Babb has more from the Pentagon.
The U.S. military has about 900 troops in Syria to help Syrian Democratic Forces prevent Islamic State from resurging, with officials stating three primary interests now that the Assad regime has fallen. Here's Robert Wood, U.S. alternate representative to the U.N.
Our soldiers and personnel and all are protected. We want to make sure that our allies are safe and secure. We want to make sure that there isn't a humanitarian catastrophe.
The Pentagon says communication with allies is key. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has spoken with his Turkish counterpart about the ongoing Syrian developments. CENTCOM Commander General Eric Kurilla is in the region. He has met with Jordanian allies in Amman to discuss Syria, and officials say he plans to speak with other regional allies in the coming days. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
VOA's podcast, The Issue, takes you beyond the headlines, diving into the stories shaping our world. This is VOA News. The following